You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Good morning on a Tuesday. Pretty interesting day yesterday. Obviously, not taking the Q&A was a poor editorial decision on the part of me. The United States rocked by the president's performance in something I was talking about yesterday. The thing that he does the worst of all the things that he does is operate off the cuff, I guess you'd call it, right? So my instinct to wince prior to it happening was probably a good instinct, yes? I think so. Here's the question, all right? Here's the question. Now, let me tell you, we can't, under the broad heading of, how do you fuck this one up, okay? So we're talking about going to Helsinki, okay? We're talking about what we're going to do there. And again, let me just, I heard yesterday, one of the reasons to go to Helsinki was because we want the Russians' help in Syria so we can leave. I heard that. I winced. I said, so wait a minute. The nation that came to Syria to help us get weapons of mass destruction under control and out of the equation, who hasn't done it, who has in fact assisted the Assad administration in using those chemical weapons, that group, we're now going to say, hey, could you guarantee us that that the Iranians won't take over the whole country so what we help fight for doesn't get turned over to them? Because we want to leave and bring whatever number of troops home, which is not that many in the grand scheme of what we've had over there. So that's why, that's part of the reason we went to Helsinki. Helsinki just got stupider than it already is. So anyway, so we entertain the notion of going. Okay. And I will give people the benefit of the doubt and say, look, we have to improve our relationship with Russia. It's important that the president meet with Vladimir Putin, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So as we, again, stupid things that you don't understand in your life, right? So as you're in, this goes back to the expansion of the ground war in Afghanistan. Okay. We've whacked them. We've done what we came here to do. Now we're going to stay and try to create what? Well, we're just going to try to help them get, okay, we all understand that this has never existed, what you're talking about. They're not a nation. They're city-states run by essentially feudal lords who control those regions. So what you're trying to do and create in Afghanistan has never been done in history. Are we prepared to stay here for a couple of generations? Oh, no, no, no. Then what are we fucking doing? Okay, so with that in mind, okay, in the Bush administration, we're thinking about Helsinki, and now we're gonna do a little brainstorm. It's called OPT, Operational Planning Team, in the Marine Corps. So we're gonna do some planning, right? All right, we're gonna do some planning. Okay, so we're gonna go to Helsinki. President wants to meet with President Putin, just one on one, and then we'll do group stuff. Okay, we'll have lunch, and then we'll do the presser. Okay, all right, talk about it. President and has things he wants to talk about to President Putin about. We need a list of that stuff so we can get it to them, and they'll get us their list. Okay, lunch, working groups, we'll need state there, we'll need defense there, so we can have a discussion. Got it? Not a problem. Everybody bring your lists. Got it. Okay, presser, questions, concerns. Well, if we can't answer this question that will surely be asked, we can't go. Okay, what question would that be? The question the world's going to wait to see him answer, with Vladimir Putin standing next to him. Did you or did you not collude with Vladimir Putin? Do you believe your own intelligence services? Who do you believe? Okay, so if we can't smoke that answer, we can't go. Now, the president's not in this working group. Well, you know, and then here's a response from one of his lackey apologist jackasses. Well, you know, I think, you know, he's handled that in the past, and I think, no, 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 no! Whoa, relax. No, you don't understand. He's going to be standing next to him. If he can't smoke the answer, we can't go. Period. And we can't leave it up to him on his feet because he's horrible. Whoa, 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 horrible. Don't talk about the president like that. You're right. Are we gonna play Emperor's New Clothes again? Well, I just think it's disrespectful. No, statement of fact falls where it falls. It's what he does worst, right? We've seen it. We all cringe when it happens. take him to Indiana, take him to Wisconsin, put him in a political rally, right? The guy's money, okay? Stand him on a stage, ask him to choose between who do you believe with Putin standing next to him. How is he going to say it? He needs to have that answer in his head. He needs to have it on a card in front of him, and he needs to recite it verbatim. There is no playing around. There is no fucking around. There is no D-Trump being D-Trump, okay? If he doesn't do this, okay, he will inflame the whole thing, and we can't have that. I got it, got it, got it, got it. So that has to be the discussion among the White House staff and his political people as we get ready to go to Helsinki. That question is coming as sure as the sun comes up in the east and it sets in the west. Set your watch to it. With Putin standing there, he's going to get asked that. What does he say? And he's got to have it memorized. He's got to be able to say it in his sleep. Okay? Okay, everybody got that? Yeah. No, he's right. He's right. Old Mac, he's a jackass, but it's why we have him around.
Good.
So what's the answer? What's he going to say with Putin standing at his side? So here's what he said with Putin. Here's what he said with Putin standing at his side.
Now, with the whole world watching, tell President Putin.
How about that? How about even the preamble? With the whole world watching, okay?
What happened in 2016?
Hold on.
Would you now, with the whole world watching, tell President Putin, would you denounce what happened in 2016, and would you warn him to never do it again?
All I can do is ask the question. My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me and some others. They said they think it's Russia. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be. I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today. And what he did is an incredible offer. He offered to have the people working on the case come and work with their investigators with respect to the 12 people. I think that
if I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
Okay. So you're sitting there watching it, and it begs the question, how do you fuck that one up? Seriously. Stunning. Stunning, stunning, stunning ineptitude by the White House. Now, here's the question. Tom Drotty, retired Marine Corps Brigadier General Tom Drotty, is going to join me here in about 46 minutes. So we'll talk about it a little bit. He's a smart guy. He can answer this. Okay, on the team, right, relative to cozying up to Russia, is John Bolton. Not so cozy, right? So I'm going to sell it to Russia, and I'm going to get Bolton on my team. Probably a bad move. I'm going to sell out to Russia, and I'm going to get Mike Pompeo on my team. Probably a bad move. I'm going to sell it to Russia. I'm going to have Jim Mattis on my team. Probably a bad move. I'm going to sell out to Russia, and I'm going to have John Kelly on my team. Yeah, look, I don't know where you're getting the drugs that you're using, but I think that those are probably not the people that I would have on the team if I'm going to do that. Okay. So if you say, okay, those people comprise a team and they know the stakes, they know what's at stake, they've seen the president operate before. Where do you think this falls? Where do you think this falls? Do you think that those people did not – Do you think that those people did not prepare him appropriately? Or do you think that he went off the script? And then what is how does the White House, what do we do now? We don't have anybody that's defending him. Oh, wait a minute, Rand Paul maybe. Yikes. So pretty amazing ineptitude yesterday on display for God and everybody by the President of the United States. I got an email last night from, let's see. I got an email last night from Ohio Man. Late. I'll read it to you. Now, Ohio Man's a conservative, okay? He's a conservative guy. The email's entitled Helsinki. So I got busy and had to ditch the show when you cut from Alex to the news conference. I just caught up via the CBS Evening News and Special Report, which is Brett Baer on Fox. I have long accepted that Trump does not like to act, speak in a manner that is, quote, expected of him. However, comma, WTF, question mark. He is giving me an aneurysm, seriously getting weary of him stepping on his, I'll clean this up. Well, no, I won't. Stepping on his dick at every opportunity. Quote, unforced air, as you would say. Martha McCallum, Martha, and then I would tell you, in her last name is McCallum, she's on Fox, led off with General Jack Keane. He nailed it. All right, so let's see if we can find the video of Jack Keane on Fox. See what he's talking about. But you can see, even people that are conservative watch that ridiculous display and just said, what in hell is the President of the United States doing? Okay, now, when we go to Helsinki, right, and we sit down and we say, hey, Mr. President, the reason you have to read this card verbatim, okay, and not be snarky-ass Donnie Trump, okay, is that the stakes here are huge relative to your credibility. And especially for the people that go out every day and defend you and conservatives that believe in you, okay? So this, a lot of this stuff is going to culminate in this press conference. So it's really important that you stick to the script. Yeah. I got it. Okay. Because you can really do yourself some good if you stand up and simply be the President of the United States. And we'll talk about to Tom Girardi about this, but here's the triangle that you're dealing with. Okay. On one point of the triangle, you have American intelligence. Okay. Yeah, I got that. On another part of the triangle, you have Putin. Okay. He's going to be standing there. And then the third part of the triangle is what we're trying to do relative to improving the relationship with Russia so that we can operate on some level of civility. We can begin to discuss issues of mutual concern. And if North Korea is an issue for the United States, given its small nuclear stockpile, Russia is infinitely larger given their nuclear stockpile and the way they lean around the world to do the way they lean around the world attempting to do bad stuff, okay? So that's our intent. Our intent is to begin to develop a better relationship so that hopefully in certain parts of the world where we have mutual interest that we can work together to diffuse ongoing conflicts and bring stability, blah, 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 blah. Okay? That's what we're trying to do here. Okay, I got it. So the question is going to be, how do you transition from points 1 and 2, you're going to be asked, to point 3? Okay? Got that? That's going to be a, because points 1 and 2 don't mix. So how you handle points 1 and 2 and then steer it towards point 3, which people would understand, is going to be hugely, hugely important. It will be the headline that comes out of this. Got it. Right? Got it. So, pretty interesting theater yesterday in terms of, in my opinion, watching the President of the United States fail. Right? Watching him fail. And so the question is, what happens today? What happens going forward? We'll talk about that. As I said, Tom Drowdy is going to join us in 38 minutes. So, with that said, good morning to you. Painful to watch that. If you haven't watched Putin's interview with Chris Wallace, you should do that. It's on the Fox News website. Okay? But a couple other things, you know. The Mueller indictment. So we're going to indict Russian intelligence officers, GRU types, yes? Because they're in the United States, we can swear out warrants so we can go yoke them up. That's why we're indicting them, right? Wrong. Where are they? Well, they're in Russia. So we're never going, so then are we going per our treaty, are we going to submit our evidence to the Russians so that we can have them extradited? Well, no, because if we submit our evidence to the Russians, all they'll do is turn that over to their counterintelligence guys, and they'll maybe at least get indications of how we track these people, the technology used, our means, and then they'll simply tighten up their own operation. Okay, so we're never going to turn our evidence over to the Russians in order to have them extradited. No. So what's the point of the stage event that happened on Friday? Is that the Justice Department playing politics again? Now I talked about this yesterday, and you know, and Hollings kind of pushed back on that. But after I heard discussion of it last night, what's the point of it? What was the point of that? No evidence will ever be turned over to the Russians per a treaty in order to gain their extradition. So what's the point? Never going to be prosecuted. Will never surrender the information because of its counterintelligence value, possibly. Heavily redacted, right? Was it simply a stunt? So I guess I don't have an answer to that. It would appear to be a stunt. I mean, it would be if you don't have any legal recourse, really. You know, we're just going to put that up. Is that what we normally do? I'm not steeped enough in Justice Department conduct to know that that's what we do. I don't recall a whole lot of Russian intelligence operatives being indicted in my lifetime that don't operate in the United States. So I guess I'm a bit confused. The other thing, and here's an email, Mac, for the life of me. He goes to the UK after meeting with NATO, and he's being extremely blunt with everybody about NATO funding, about Brexit, and then he goes and plays charades with Putin. You were talking about wincing before he even held his press conference yesterday. Even the stupid among us has to question why he can't tell the truth in that situation. And I like the way you put it. How do you screw that one up? I actually didn't say screw. He said that. He said, it seriously is the only question coming out of the press conference that matters. And you almost could script it. That's a fact. How do you screw that one up? I believe you're right. If you can't answer that question, then you can't go to Helsinki. Exchange letters, talk to them on the phone, blah, blah, blah. But if you can't stand up and look like the President of the United States, one of the leaders of the free world, you have no business going to Helsinki. And if your people don't rehearse that with you, and you don't have, and they don't make you say it verbatim, then I think you have rocks in your head. Do you think Don Trump does verbatim? I watch him speak. I don't think he does verbatim. I think he does blah, blah, blah. Okay, I got it. Got it. Blah, 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 blah. I'll figure it out. I am the President of the United States. All right, I'm not stupid. I went to Wharton. Okay, got it. But you know, Mr. President, you don't do so good. The worst work you do is when you ad-lib. And Putin, he's pretty good at it. He's pretty deliberate, pretty calculating, pretty good at it. So you're not going to be, well, I'm a, you know, come on. As a blah, blah, blah guy, I'm at least at his level. I don't think you are. Okay? Remember, I've looked into his eyes, and I see a man I can trust. Remember that little piece of, you know, comedy from George Bush? Honestly, amazing when you think back to that. Okay? That was Vladimir Putin showing him a cross that his mother had given him that had been burned when his house caught on fire, that firemen gave to him and how much it meant to him. Playing George Bush like a mandolin. So he's no one to be trifled with. All right. So, with all that said, good morning to you. Hope you're having a good day. We're going to check the OD headlines here in a second. We'll get Tom Droughty on. And so the question, you know, I want to talk about to Droughty about a few things. One is, you know, his kind of his blunt manner with NATO, with even with UK and Brexit. You know, President offered a different course, offered American kind of economic relationship bonuses, depending on how you decided to leave Brexit and if there was, you know, any pain that was going to be incurred, that the United States would, hey, we're here to help, man. We're here to help. Yeah, sorry, we don't. So the president, you know, in his blunt way, what's the truth? So, because the truth matters, okay? The truth matters at the end of the day. Anywho, so I want to talk to Droughty about that. And then we'll talk about the press conference. And then here's my question. How would you do that? How would you answer that question? So you're standing there. Okay, you're the President of the United States, and just like clockwork, right? Just like clockwork.
With the whole world watching, tell President Putin, would you denounce what happened in 2016, and would you warn him to never do it again?
Well, like,
would you denounce what happened in 2016, and would you tell him to never do it again? Okay, the Russians have been doing this forever. We know that, right? Would you denounce what he said, what he did? Okay. So here it is. All right. So the question is going to be, how would you answer that? Your intel community has said one thing. You bluntly asked Vladimir Putin, because you know this is coming, face to face, and he's vehemently denied it. Okay. Which leads to the conclusion. This, then this, therefore, this is logic. I learned it in junior college. Yeah, I went to junior college in California because it was almost free. What the hell? I'm going to go. My Kathleen was not. Yeah, let's send him away to learn how to drink at 18. I was actually 19. Yeah, she was not about that. Okay. So intelligence says this. Second premise in the logical syllogism is Putin says this. Therefore, what? Therefore, what? And then how do you link that what to why you're in Helsinki? How would you answer that question? So if you have an answer to that question, pen your answer and email it to me. Yeah. How would you have answered? So you're Donald Trump. How do you answer that question? And there's three legs to the stool. There's Coates in the intel community, there's Putin's denial, and then there's why I'm here. Okay? What's the link between the first two premises and then why I'm here? What are the words? Say the words, okay? Say the words. Say the words so I don't feel this. Okay?
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
Okay, I don't like to feel like that, okay? I don't like to feel like that. But I will tell you what. I am, all right, after watching that repeatedly.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
I don't know who was responsible for putting a leash on the President of the United States. I don't know who was responsible for getting him his cue card. I don't know who was responsible for rehearsing him. Okay? And then ultimately, I don't even know if he takes all that. I don't know if he takes a cue card, he puts it in a stack, and he never looks at it because he thinks he's smarter than everybody. Because the way he's lived his life is this kind of snarky way where he just goes on to the next issue. Okay? Maybe that's the way. But maybe there's certain issues you can't do that with.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
So, if you have an answer to it, how would you have advised him, here's what you have to say. This is what you say verbatim, and don't deviate him. All right? Don't deviate one iota from this little thing. Stand there and be the President of the United States, and your silence can speak as well. Okay? Your silence puts the onus on Mr. Putin. Okay? Do not try to fill in the awkward silence with your lack of an ability to negotiate the gray area of a press conference, because you suck at it. And you're one of those guys who thinks the more you speak, the better this gets. That ain't the case. So, with all that said this morning, good morning to you. We'll check some news headlines. Tom Drowdy's going to join us. Gunner's going to join us. Good morning.
We'll be right back.
This is dedicated to the White House staff led by former Marine General John Kelly. Get your shit together, boys and girls. And if you had your shit together and he didn't read it, this is also dedicated to you for what must have been a pretty long plane ride home, knowing that he had kicked it right in the stands.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vest tell me one time, Jeremiah. You know, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain. It's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose. So you want to keep them in the cage.
Can you imagine, were you a Vietnam veteran and you came home and they told you to take your uniform off and don't talk about it and just forget about it?
I can't even imagine. I have so much respect for those guys.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
All right, the weather from Marineland, the news headlines, then retired Marine Corps Brigadier Tom Drowdy. See what he thinks. And tell you what, he's a former PAO of the Marine Corps, so it's not like he doesn't know about dealing with the media. So anyway, we'll talk to him. Looking forward to that. Always a good, always a great guest. Currently, probably cloudy and 86 degrees right now in Quantico, Virginia. That's going to be hot. All-star game in the nation's capital. Bryce Harper last night crushing it in front of the hometown fans. Star baseball player for the Washington Nationals with his dad pitching to him. Wins the home run derby. So, you know, there's some cool moments in the home run derby. I do think watching it, though, somebody's going to get hurt. Aaron Judge supposedly got hurt last year doing it. He didn't do it this year. But too many Herculean swings. I think they need to redo the format. I think it needs to go back and forth, head to head. Find a way to create drama, but don't make them swing so much. Yeah, I'm watching that. That's a lot. That's a lot. Anyway, clouds in 84 at Camp Lejeune. Mostly sunny in 89 already in Granbury, Texas. Big Timber, Montana's mostly sunny in 69. So close to 70 already in the morning in Montana. That means it's going to be warm there today. Partly cloudy in 84 in 29 Palms. Clouds in 70 at Pendleton, so warming trend there. Okinawa, normal. Dark clouds in 82. Mars has cooled off a little bit. Sunny and 106 late in the afternoon there. Currently 69 degrees under cloudy skies at the home of All Marine Radio. Costa Mesa, Newport Beach area, a beautiful Southern California. That's right. One of my battle buddies here, he said, you know what? Forgot how nice California is. Yeah, dry air, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I had musclemen in my head. Yeah, take that, Gunner. Look for a high of 80 degrees today, 82 tomorrow, and 82 again on Thursday. We'll take a quick break. We'll check some news headlines. More of this program coming up next on your home for the All Marine Radio radio show, and that is the All Warrior Radio Network. Programming note, you can find All Marine Radio if you download the app, Google Podcast. You'll find us in there. Yeah, so all you got to do is subscribe to it, and whenever a new edition pops up, it'll populate on your little player. So how about that? Yeah. Yeah. Called Google Podcasts. So go to your little app thing. Put that in there. You can download that. Tag All Marine Radio. Oops. That wasn't supposed to play. All right. So we'll take a quick break. More of this program coming up next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone.
All right, we're gonna check some news headlines. Okay, so we'll do that, and then Tom Grout is gonna join us. You know, we've been talking about drinking, and it's kind of interesting because the Commandant was on a year ago and said the single most, if you were to give people, young people, advice. One of the pieces of advice is don't drink. The destructive nature of alcohol is in the news today. So, headline, survey, military binge drinking drops, but this service stood out in a bad way. So, which service is it? Binge drinking and increased use of e-cigarettes among service members are two behavioral trends Defense Department officials need to address, according to researchers who analyzed the most recent DOD health-related survey. About one-third of the service personnel surveyed met the criteria indicating hazardous drinking and possible alcohol use disorder, with 30% reporting that they binge drank in the past month. Among Marines, the figure jumps to 42.6%. Binge drinking is defined as more than five drinks for men or more than four drinks for women in one sitting, according to the report issued by RAND, based on a survey that was conducted from late 2015 to early 2016. The rate was down 33.1% in the previous report surveyed from 2011, but it's still high enough to cause concern. What? The rate was down 33%. Wow. So, oh man. So, how do we find out what percentage that would be? So, we cut it in half and then double it, and that would give us a third? So, 42, 21%. So in 2011, the report was that 63% of Marines binge drank. You know, a lot of people would say that's just a night out of drinking to have five drinks. I know we're going to Uber, so I'm not going to drive. So, yeah, we're going out, and I'm going to have five drinks over the course of seven-hour period. What's the problem? What's the problem, man? What do you want me to be? You want me to be little goody-two-shoes for you? That probably ain't going to happen, okay? Probably not going to happen. Okay, anyway. So you got the definition down a third from 2011. This report is issued at the same time beer and wine will be more widely available on bases, with sales expanding to military commissaries. Until now, alcohol has been sold only at the exchanges. Defense officials have said that the sale of these products must comply with the department's effort to, quote, deglamorize alcohol. And, you know, that's why the Secretary of Defense says this.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore. So, young folks, you ignore what I just said.
See, he's committed to it, okay? That's what we love about him. de-glamorized. The survey used a random sampling method and sent 202,000 service members in the Army, Air Force, Marine Corps, Navy, Coast Guard. Of those, 16,699 usable responses were received for a response rate of 8.6%. The 2018 survey is expected to be fielded in the fall. Rand has made recommendations for getting a higher response rate for a new, shorter survey, according to Sarah Meadows, Rand's co-principal investigator for the report. One of the big success stories has been emphasis on cigarette smoking. The rates have gone down. Okay. Hey, if you smoke, come on, that's stupid. Okay? Straight up stupid. For the first time, cigarette smoking in the military has declined to the point that it's now lower than rates in the general population, according to the report. Overall, 13.9% of those surveyed indicated they currently use cigarettes, which is down from 24% in the 2011 survey. Interesting. I wonder if because we were still fighting more, that had any impact. I wonder if there was an increase in alcohol use and cigarette use between 2002 and 2011-12. Rate of smoking in the general population is 16.8%, so military 13.4%. Healthier to be in the military. Boom. All right. Among other recommendations from researchers, continue to monitor use and efforts to increase the use of long-acting methods of contraception. The report showed inconsistent use of contraception, with 17.7% of the service women reporting they hadn't used a form of birth control the most recent time they had vaginal sex. I think that's the first time vaginal has ever been used on this program, just for the record. Not that there's anything wrong with the word. I just have never used it on this program. Come on, are you kidding me? Like, how stupid is that? 17. So if we round 17.7%, we round that to 18. And so if we're looking in, like, where do we, in fives, we round that to 20%, okay? 20%, one in five service women report they did not use a form of birth control the most recent time they had vaginal sex. Hello? McFly. Okay, I'm not a girl, but I do play one on the radio. Come on, ladies. Get your shit together. Okay? That's stupid. Yeah, you want to alter your life? All right, never mind. Let's all, everybody relax. Take a deep breath. Number two recommendation, mandate more frequent HIV testing for those at high-risk infection. Attention should focus on unmarried service members, of whom more than 40% were in the high-risk category for HIV infection. Yeah, somebody needs to make sure that people are attending the, is that a mandatory class, HIV? HIV awareness class, is that still mandatory? I don't know. Crazy. And then three, address concerns related to lack of sleep. What? More than half of service members reporting getting less sleep than they need. 30% reported being bothered by sleep-related lack of energy. In addition, 8.6% took sleep medications daily or almost daily. Who sleeps through the night anyway? You know what I mean? Who goes to sleep? I actually slept through the night, part of the night last night. I woke up, I was like, whoa, what happened? I think I just slept like more than 4 hours straight. Boom! Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Yeah, there you go. So that in the news today. Um, everything else you know about. We've talked about this before. All right. Headline. This little bit of stupidity pops up. Infamous contractor wants to privatize Afghanistan war. And then in parentheses again, Eric Prince is reviving his controversial proposal to turn over the 17-year-old Afghan war to private military contractors. Prince, founder of the company once known as Blackwater, you remember them, released a YouTube video on July 12th entitled The Way Forward in Afghanistan. So there you have it. Answer, short answer to that, no. Thanks, but no thanks. Another headline. U.S. North Korean military officials mark progress on efforts to bring back fallen American troops. So this is one of the things, if you can't do this one, then you're probably not going to have much, when you tackle the nukes, probably not going to have a whole lot of success on that one. U.S. officials held high-level military talks with North Korean reps on Sunday for the first time in 9 years. A move that veteran advocates hope will bring a breakthrough in efforts to recover remains of thousands of fallen American troops. In a statement on Sunday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the meeting between general officers from the two countries was productive and cooperative, also resulted in firm commitments from the North Korean contingent. Pompeo said both sides had agreed to restart field operations to search for additional U.S. troop remains, a move which could eventually bring American military forensics teams into North Korea. Whoa, that would be interesting. All right, another little interesting story here. The new counter-drone weapon can take down advanced drone communicators with less power and weight. So this whole spiral between drone technology and, you know, and how do you knock them out of the sky? Do you got to shoot them out of the sky, you know, or is there something that you can shoot towards them that drops down their data link and jams whatever else they're doing? Okay, it's just a question of time till some dork, right, invents it, and then every drone's got to be modified. So this looks like a big kind of rifle. Nah, it's a bulky, like, carbine kind of thing with a screen on the front of it. Yeah, like an opaque screen. It's called the IXI Drone Killer. So, yeah, the technology of war. And this story has been in the news for a long time, and we talked to the gunner about it, and so I'll follow it up. So this headline, interesting Army purchase of Sig Sauer weapons has some mystery. Where is it going? This is by a Marine, Todd South. Okay, more than a year after signing a historic 10-year, $580 million contract to provide all of the services their newest standard sidearm, Sig Sauer has another smaller but also quite interesting sales headed to the United States Army. The Army Contracting Command issued a 5-year contract to the company for a suite of weapons that include 100 SRD9 pistol silencers, 100 MCX carbine 9-inch barrel, 100 MCX carbine 11.5-inch barrels, 500 SIG 716G2, G as in golf, 2 rifles, .762 millimeter, 1,000 MPX submachine gun, 4.5-inch barrels, 1,000 MPX submachine gun, 8-inch barrels, 5,000 Sig Sauer SP2022 pistol, each with 3 15-round magazine. When reached for comment, officials at the program executive office responded that the sale was part of the service's foreign military sales program and that they could not disclose further details about the destination of the firearm suite. The official response is as follows. This solicitation is a foreign military sales procurement that the Army is executing. The identity of the nation and then in parentheses, S, and other details involved, is protected under General Security of Military Information Agreement, otherwise known as GSOMIA. Due to this agreement, the Army is not at liberty to divulge any further details besides what is contained in a solicitation. Yeah, somebody wants some tricky high-speed stuff from Sig Sauer. So, that going on. All right, I'll go through the top five stories on Early Bird. We'll get General Droughty in here. And, kind of interested to hear what he has to say. One, Locke hairstyles, off-duty earrings for men okayed in new dress regulations. Locke, is that dreadlock? LOC? Is that cool discussion that I should know that I don't? Am I not cool anymore? What just happened? The Air Force on Friday. Oh, the Air Force. Okay. So we're talking paramilitary organizations, of which the Air Force is one of the finest. Okay. Maybe the finest paramilitary. Not really military, but come on. Right? When a colonel administers the oath with a master sergeant with a hand puppet on, okay, and that's okay, then come on. Really? The Air Force on Friday released new dress regulations for the first time that allow female airmen to wear their hair in lock hairstyle popular with black women. And it shows a picture of a black woman with kind of a dreadlock. I don't know what lock means. I don't know the exact definition. The revised regs also allow male airmen to wear earrings while in civilian attire and off duty on military installations. Locks are a type of hairstyle usually worn by black women. Were added to the list of authorized female hairstyles such as braids, twists, micro braids, cornrows in the up-to-date Air Force instruction AFI TAC 36 TAC 2903. Dress and personal appearance for Air Force personnel. All right, so there you go. So that's number one, so you know it's a slow news day. Number two, Jim Mattis, Dynamic Force Employment just got real for the Navy. How does, and again, I think whoever ranks these stories for Military Times has their head up their ass a lot, okay? So number two story. This is after the hairstyle. Okay, Jim Mattis, quote, dynamic force employment just got real for the U.S. Navy. The carrier Harry S. Truman and its strike group is returning to Norfolk after just 3 months on deployment, a dramatic shift from the Navy's standard 7-month deployment and a move that has signaled at the highest levels of the military that the Navy moves to rebuild readiness and surge capacity. Whoa. So we're not just going to go out there, drive in circles, do our thing. We're going to respond to events in the world, and then we're going to come home. And then we're going to do it again. Whoa, how's that going to work relative to assignments to ships and shit like that? We'll never be able to do it. We need to be predictable. All these other things depend on it. Uh-oh. Sounds like we're getting leaner. Sounds like people are going to have to be deployable. That's going to be a problem. Story number three, survey. Military binge drinking drops, but this service stood out in a bad way. Which service was it? Was it the Marine Corps? 42? Let me tell you, I mean, when 60% of the force is under the age of 26, and you define binge drinking as 6 drinks in a night? Yeah. I hate to break the news to everybody, but when young people go out and you're going to drink and you're going to start early, have you done that in the last, what, how long? Give me the period. In the last 30, 60, 90 days? Yeah, I've done that. Are you kidding me? It's how we roll. That's why we have designated drivers, so we can do that. What am I going to do? Have 2 drinks and sit in a corner like old Mac does? That ain't happening. Pentagon asked Congress to shift $4.7 billion for a more lethal army. What? The Pentagon is asking Congress to shift $4.7 in previously approved spending for this year, with some of the funds going to provide a more lethal gear for the Army, including night vision goggles and long-range cannons. Where is the money being shifted from and to? That's my question. In a reprogramming request submitted to Congress, the Pentagon's comptroller asked for funds for developing the fielding of the Army's of the U.S.'s first hypersonic offensive weapons and for projects in South Korea, including $81 million for training of U.S. units rotating there and the transportation equipment. In addition, $4 million is requested to assist the headquarters relocation of U.S. Forces Korea from its current location at Yongsong to Camp Humphreys, an Army garrison in South Korea, and for increased cybersecurity preparedness. All right. Not sure why I'm even talking about this. I was kind of thought it might be interesting, but it's not. Five big tax refunds coming to for more than 130,000. Oh, I need to talk about that. Okay. All right, Tom Drowdy coming up next. But before I do that, real quick, headline: big tax refund coming for 130,000 veterans. More than 130,000 veterans are receiving letters on how to apply for refunds of taxes they paid on disability severance dating back to 1991, a minimum of $1,750 per veteran. While the exact estimates were not available because each veteran's payout varies, the government could be paying out a minimum of $228 million in tax refunds if all those eligible claims get filed. The mailings to 130,000 veterans started on July 9th and are scheduled to be completed by July 20th. The letters are being sent to the Internal Revenue Service on behalf of the DOD because the IRS maintains the last known addresses of taxpayers, according to Army Lieutenant Colonel David Delaney. Eligible veterans will have a year after the date of their letter from the DOD to file a claim for the refund, or 3 years after filing their return that reported the disability severance pay, whichever is later. Survivors or of those who paid the tax are also eligible for the refund, which would be paid to the estate of the veteran. All right. With all that said, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to put Tom Drowdy on the hot seat. That's right. We're going to put Tom Drowdy on the hot seat. We're going to talk to him about what happened in Helsinki yesterday. We're going to talk to him about, get his thoughts on it, first of all, get his thoughts on the president's plain-spoken, blunt way. Has it paid dividends for NATO? Was it okay relative to Brexit? And what happened in Helsinki? So, don't touch that dial. Tom Drowdy coming up next on a Tuesday edition of All Marine Radio right here on the All Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when the group can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SimperFiFund.org.